Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Lit Beyond podcast. My name is Jacqueline, and I am so excited not only for today's topic, but also for our guest, Dr. David Vanderpool. He is a surgeon with 30 years of experience and the CEO and medical director of Lit Beyond. He has 16 years of experience of living and working in the developing world in Mozambique, Ghana, Honduras, Haiti, and the Middle East. He has developed and run the Live Beyond Maternal and Child Health Program for 10 years, and in Haiti, he has reduced the maternal mortality by 75% and the child mortality by 50%. He is the author of 3 books and has published multiple scientific peer-reviewed journal papers. So, Dr. Vanderpool, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So glad you're here. So, first things first, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about a very important topic, especially in the developing world. Now, it absolutely has application in the United States and in Western Europe, but in the developing world, this is a crucial topic, and that is what happens during the first 1,000 days of a baby's life.
That is wonderful. So, we have seen this phrase kind of popping up more in our scientific journals, as well as just in the news. So can you give me a little bit of background behind why the first thousand days? Why is that important? What is it? Fill me in.
That's a great question. You know, the first 1,000 days of a baby's life are crucial to the success that he or she will experience throughout his or her life. And it's crucial that everything go very well during these first 1,000 days. There's a lot going on in the first 1,000 days of a baby's life, and a lot of that really predicts how well they'll do in life in general.
So why 1,000 days? Why not 2,000? Why not 1,500? Why the 1,000? Why is that the special number?
It's probably as much of a marketing thing as anything.
it just sounds good.
Right. But this 1,000 days, what that encompasses is the first 9 months of the baby's life. And this is spent, of course, in utero, in the mother's womb. And those days are very critical. So the first 270 days, or that's the average gestation period for a baby, the first 270 days, there's a lot going on. This new human is being formed. His brain is being formed, heart, lungs, all the vital organs are being formed as well. And so these first 270 days are critical. The second part of the first 1,000 days is up to his or her second birthday. And so that's 730 days. So that's where we get our 1,000 days is 270 days in the womb and 730 days until their second birthday. And it's not like everything just stops at the second birthday. There's a lot going on after that. But there's so much that will make the baby successful as an adult that occurs in these first 1,000 days that we decided to emphasize that time period.
That's so interesting. Okay, so let's do that first 270 days. I kind of want to focus on that. So, you know, when the baby's in utero, what are some of the important key things to be looking at during the first 270 days?
That's a great question. And you know, most of what affects the baby during these first 270 days actually is occurring within the mother. And so taking care of the mother is vital to the success for these first 270 days. And so when we look at this, we're looking at things like maternal nutrition. This is vital in the preparing and forming of the new human that's inside of the mom. And so looking at her nutrition, making sure she gets sufficient calories, making sure that those calories are the right type of calories that she needs, as well as getting micronutrients and things like that, adequate hydration. All of those things are very, very important that the nutritional status of mom is going to transfer to this baby. And so the first 270 days of the baby's life are spent inside the mom, starting at conception and going all the way to birth. Her nutrition is vital. Now, the second thing that's vital is her health. And this is another piece that is very, very important. There are certain diseases that will really negatively and adversely affect the baby that the mother can have. And so we're talking about things like high blood pressure of pregnancy or preeclampsia. We're talking about things like diabetes, things like that, heart disease, lung disease. All of these things will negatively affect the baby while he or she is in utero. And so these are the basic tenets of the first 270 days. There are lots of other pieces to it, but these two are definitely the most important.
I would imagine on top of this as well, this is not so much as a thought that we have to have in the developed Western world, but delivery and birth. I mean, that is a constant fear that we see in a lot of these third world countries that we work in. And so I would imagine that that would be a very crucial aspect to this first 1,000 days as well.
Absolutely. You know, if the mother's nutritional status is taken care of and she's getting plenty of food, plenty of balanced nutrition, if her health is adequately taken care of, where her high blood pressure is controlled, her diabetes is controlled, things like that, malaria, other diseases that we see in the developing world, if that's all taken care of and we don't provide proper delivery services, then all may be for naught. And so delivery services are crucial at the tail end of this 270-day period when she's delivering her baby. She needs to have clean, sterile place to deliver this baby. She needs to have a qualified birth attendant to take care of her during this process. And then she needs to have the ability to have higher level services. And so if the birth is not going well, then she may need to have a cesarean section. And so these things need to be available to her for her to have a successful life and for the baby to have a successful life.
So now we're going to shift into that next 730 days up until the baby's second birthday. So can you give me a little bit of a breakdown of things that you're really wanting to highlight in that second 730 days?
Absolutely. And we actually subdivide these next 2 years into 2 years, first year and second year. And so during that first year, the child's nutritional status is absolutely vital to the success of this child becoming a successful adult. And the way we look at that is that his source of food is adequate. And in the first year, that's going to be the mother's breast milk. And so the idea that mom needs to breastfeed this baby primarily for 12 months is crucial to his or her ability to get adequate nutrition. Breast milk is the best way to achieve that, both through a balanced diet as well as some of the vitamins and micronutrients that the baby needs to properly continue his development. Babies don't just stop developing when they're born. They become a lot more complex little humans over the next 2 years. And so this first year of life is very important that the baby achieves adequate nutrition through the mother's breast milk. And of course, that depends on her nutritional status and her health as well. If a mom is not healthy, if a mom has inadequate nutrition, then she won't be able to produce sufficient breast milk to keep this baby on the proper path of development. And so we still have to be taking care of mom. It's very important that mom is included in this equation of the care of the baby. Now, the second year is a little bit more complicated because now the baby is starting to eat other types of food. We see in a lot of developing countries that those food sources may not be adequate for development of the baby's brain and nervous system. And so many times, once the baby is weaned off of the mother's breast milk, the food that is there available for the child is inadequate for their proper nutrition. And so the babies can suffer as they transition to normal table food if the mother doesn't have sufficient education to keep the babies on track. Secondly, the child's health is vital. And so we categorize the health of the children in a couple of different ways. One is that they receive adequate vaccines. And so it's very, very critical that these children are vaccinated against childhood diseases, which can alter their health status and delay their development. And so these vaccines, these normal vaccines that most babies in the developing world, such as the United States or Western Europe, are getting without any problems. But in the developing world, it's a real challenge. The other thing that's important is that the child has diseases taken care of promptly. And so if we see a child, for instance, that has an earache, otitis media in our vernacular, that earache needs to be promptly treated with appropriate antibiotics. If it's not promptly treated, then there can be problems with deafness and developmental delays associated with being deaf. Similarly, treating childhood pneumonia is very, very important. And pneumonia is a very one of the top killers of children in this age group. The management of diarrhea also is critical in these children, that that their these diseases are addressed quickly and adequately, and ensured that they're receiving proper treatment. So the child's health is really predicated upon proper medical treatment. As these children approach this second year, another factor comes into play, and that is their security. And all of us know that at about 12 to 24 months, babies become very mobile, and they tend to get into things that they didn't get into before. So as they're crawling and as they're walking, their security is very critical. There are things that we see in the developing world, for instance, that really have to be focused on so that the babies will maintain proper security. For instance, many in the developing world cook their meals over open fires. And so if these fire pits are not adequately protected to keep babies away from them, then the babies can get burned, especially as they're learning how to walk and they're toddling. Very often they may even fall into fires. We see this very frequently where we live in Haiti, because the primary source of cooking is open fires. And so we take care of a lot of babies who are burned. Similarly, farm animals are often allowed to sleep within the home. And so these homes are often very small. The houses typically may not have an adequate door on them to prevent farm animals or even wild animals from coming in. And we see injuries to babies from farm animals who may roll over on the child or bite the child. And so the proper security in the developing world is a whole different concept than it is in the United States. Most of us have adequate front doors. Most of us don't have farm animals living in our house. And so those are things that can be overlooked, especially by practitioners who are coming from a developed country.
Absolutely. So can you give me an idea of why, I mean, you've kind of gone over the tenets of what you're looking for in wanting to implement during these first 1,000 days, but can you tell me why is the first 1,000 days so important? Why is that time frame so crucial?
You know, that's a great question. And a lot of it has to do with the brain. the brain formation while the child is still in utero is just tremendous. It's amazing over just a few months how many billions and billions of neurons or the connections within the brain that helps us function, those increase in just dramatic numbers. And so it's during those times that it's very critical that proper nutrition is taken in by the mother so that the baby can develop. Mm-hmm. And the same is true as they learn to walk. And talk and interact, you know, with society. Many of these processes are dependent upon the brain. And so if the brain is starved of food, of nutrition, either through disease or through inadequate nutritional status, then these babies will be delayed, developmentally delayed. And in fact, right now, today, there's 150 or so million children who are developmentally stunted throughout the world because they don't have adequate access to nutrition or healthcare. And these are children under age 5. And so these children, unfortunately, have passed through the time period that normal development takes place. And if they miss that period and they miss food, they miss adequate health care in this period, then they will be permanently delayed through the rest of their life. This means that they won't be productive, that they will be dependent upon others for their living conditions. And it provides just a tremendous strain on very impoverished communities that exist in these developing countries. You know, one of the things that we think about, we obviously are thinking about the individual predominantly. So these babies, these are all people with names. See, these are individuals. These are people that people love and care about. And so we place the utmost priority on the individual. However, secondarily, if you look at a culture that has a high preponderance of individuals who are stunted or developmentally delayed, that culture is going to struggle to get ahead. And so you will see these cultures lagging behind the world standards because they have a high incidence of children who are now becoming adults who are developmentally delayed. And so when we think about this in a global aspect, it's always important to think about the individual, but when we think about it globally, we're looking at entire countries that are struggling to stay up with just the average standard that the world has. And a big part of that is because the people are developmentally delayed because they didn't have adequate access to nutrition or healthcare.
Mm. Wow. Just understanding the importance of just how much happens, that if that first 1,000 days is neglected, then that's going to have a whole lifetime of implications. And so, yes, it's absolutely so incredibly important. So my next question for you, like we mentioned earlier, at the Live Beyond Maternal and Child Health Program, the maternal mortality has been lowered by 75% and the child mortality by 50%. Is it because you have implemented these aspects of focusing on the first 1,000 days within this program?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's interesting. We can talk about this theoretically, but from a practical standpoint, we run a maternal health program, and it's a 1,000 days, first 1,000 days type program. And in this program, we provide nutritional support for these ladies because we found early on that many of them were malnourished. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're talking about as far as adequate nutrition for the mom and the babies. Many of the women, when we first started this program, were so malnourished that the babies, they would not be able to carry their babies to mm-hmm. term. And so we saw a lot of babies who did not survive till term just because of the malnutrition mm-hmm. of the mom. We also saw a lot of babies, though, whose mothers could not produce adequate breast milk because they were malnourished. And so these were the factors that really inspired us to provide sufficient nutritional intake for these moms. And so these women get fed every day. It's a balanced nutritional, very nutritional meals. And we provide over half of the daily caloric intake that they need. And so they are able to provide the remaining half of that caloric need on their own. And we've seen a dramatic drop in women who are malnourished to the extent where they're not able to carry their babies till term. We also have 100% breastfeeding rate. And so these women understand the necessity of breastfeeding, and they're able to breastfeed their children for the first year of life. And so nutrition is very, very, very important. And so the women in our program have adequate nutrition. We also supply prenatal vitamins, and prenatal vitamins are essential in the development of the baby's brain as well. And so all of our women have that. On top of this, though, is an educational piece that we provide. We have a maternal health curriculum that we've written, and this is presented to these ladies every day that they come to our maternal health program. And they come every week. And so every week they are weighed and measured. Their health is evaluated. If they have any health care issues, such as high blood pressure or diabetes, then those are addressed. And so we are able to provide these ladies with excellent nutrition, excellent health care, and then excellent education as well. And so that is the reason that we've had such a dramatic improvement in not only the maternal mortality rate, but also just their standard of living. And so their standard of living has been raised tremendously.
Absolutely. Well, that alone is just a lot to celebrate, because those are pretty dramatic numbers. I mean, 75 and 50%, like that's exciting. That's really, really exciting.
Right. And it's changing the culture. And that's what our ultimate goal is. I mean, these are individuals that are living, which is outstanding. Mm-hmm. You can't overemphasize that. That's just tremendous. But it's also changing the community. And this community is becoming a more successful, more self-sustainable community, because these women are living longer. They are not sick, and they're producing babies who are healthy. And so this is a very important tenet as far as developing the societies that we work with.
Absolutely. Wow. I know I, for one, am just thrilled about this whole series. I mean, one, because we do get to see the actual implementation of this series and see the success of it, but then also getting to share it with others. And we'll be bringing on different guests who are professionals in their own field to talk about these different tenets that are so exciting. And so I just think that this is going to be a really incredible series, and I cannot wait for it.
That's fantastic. I'm excited myself.
Well, good. Well, that is it for this episode. We are going to be continuing this First 1,000 Days series for a little while, so we are very excited about it. But if you would like to learn a little bit more about what Live Beyond is doing, absolutely go and check out livebeyond.org. You can see all of our different programs, what's going on in Haiti as well as the Middle East. And if you feel like it's been put on your heart, please also feel free to donate by clicking that red Give Now button. We would be incredibly grateful, and we know that all of our programs and people in our programs would be grateful as well. But we hope that you have a fantastic day, and don't forget to go out and live beyond.